are still on the invisible forces, the police say it is a criminal offense for any group of persons to besiege state facilities without authorization. The Director of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, Chief Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Agodjo, speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News, said that police will not hesitate to treat these persons as criminals and caution such groups to respect the law. He said the service is monitoring the trend and will act appropriately. He spoke to George Asikri on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
We are cautioning the public to be very careful and also report any suspicious act to the police, and also at the same time cautioning those who are contemplating or are even already in the act of doing this to be wary, because the law will catch up with them and we will deal with them ruthlessly, because they are criminals. They are criminals masquerading as political party supporters, taking vengeance for which we do not understand. And this is something that we will not accept.
Have you made any arrests so far?
I cannot give you statistics now. And we are monitoring the situation, and we will give you feedback on arrests and other statistics later.
In the case of the invincible forces, the names are appearing all over, but the IGP indicated that all such groups are considered banned. And so if it comes out that these groups are still operating in the name of a political party, even though the party says it hasn't sanctioned that, what step will the police take?
Well, you are saying if, but what I'm saying to you is that these are criminal activities and will treat them as such. It doesn't matter who is involved, it doesn't matter what names are associated with those criminal activities. We take them as criminal activities and we treat them as such.
You heard the Director of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, headquarters Chief Superintendent Dr.